Most of us are familiar with the name Nicodemus. Nicodemus is mentioned prominently in the Gospel of John. Remember, it was Nicodemus who was a Pharisee who came to visit and met with Jesus by night in John 3. Later, Nicodemus helped take care of Jesus' body after the crucifixion. Nicodemus was a famous and respected teacher of Jewish law. Nicodemus was considered to have insight into God and His law. Now, in the popular TV series, The Chosen, there are many thought-provoking scenes. More than one of these stimulating scenes includes the character Nicodemus. In the very first episode of Season 1, there is such a scene involving Nicodemus and his wife. In this scene, the teacher Nicodemus and his wife are in their home looking into a mirror. Nicodemus asks his wife what she sees in the mirror. The wife explains that the image she sees is hard to make out and that it looked blurred. Nicodemus then asks some intriguing questions. He wondered out loud, "Is our view of God also blurred? Is there more to God than we can clearly see?" That scene got me to thinking. Do we have a blurred vision of God? Friends, don't we all, if we are honest with ourselves, at times question our understanding of God? Not that we are questioning the existence of God, but we question our understanding of God. Brethren, I think there's a lesson here. To wonder about God can be beneficial. I believe it can be a sign of spiritual maturity to realize that we don't understand all the aspects of God, far from it. Even the Apostle Paul talked about the difficulty understanding when it came to spiritual matters. In 1 Corinthians 13:12, the Apostle Paul said this, quote, "For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even also as I am known." Friends, let's face it. In this physical life, in this life today, we are limited. We do not and never will know all there is to know about God and His plan in perfect clarity. But brethren, that's okay. We see and understand enough for now. The rest of it will come, and that, brethren, will be a glorious day indeed. Amen.